for this?
Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia, this is Money Talks.
We're back. I'm Bill Lako with Ted Parrish and Dr. Gene.
Dr. Gene.
At the break there, I thought we were doing a cooking show.
Well, we are. This is what you pick up with Dr. Gene
and TP.
We're talking about finance here.
We are. Right?
And if anybody ever has any questions, they can call us at what? 770-429-9166. Or they can email us at drgene@hensler.com. Or
they can tweet us.
Tweet.
Follow us on Facebook.
LinkedIn.
Text.
What can I say?
You definitely will respond to a text.
Passenger
won't you?
Pigeon. Oh. One hump Campbell's.
One hump what?
Campbell's. Smoke signals.
Whatever.
All right, we got some questions here. So, Teddy.
Uh-oh.
Catherine says, I was looking at buying shares of Alette. Is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Inc. My broker says...
he gave me a slight discount. What's the deal with that?
Would this be worthwhile holding?
Well, I question
First
that.
First of all, change brokers.
Yeah, I question that the discount. She'd have to explain that a little more. Maybe they own some shares, and maybe one of the largest shareholders for that company have shares with him, and they're going to sell them at a discount. I don't even know if that's legal. But anyway, this company is the parent of Minnesota Power, which is a utilities company out in Minnesota. And they also have they mine a taconite, which is iron ore.
Yeah.
And they have paper and wood products. And they're getting heavily into alternative energy.
Teddy.
Uh-oh, here we go.
If I dealt with a broker and said, I can get you a discount on the stock. Mm-hmm. So otherwise, if it's selling for $10,
yeah,
I can get you this for $9.80, mm-hmm, what would you say?
I say, no way.
No way. Thank you very much. Catherine, tell this guy to go to heck.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody who says, I can get you a deal, that works in the automobile business.
Maybe.
But it doesn't work in the stock market.
I was thinking that maybe
he could do a
dividend reinvestment plan or something like that where there may be a slight discount or something like that.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
He has some explaining to do.
Yeah. So. All right. I got Martin and Pearlie. Now, we haven't had Pearlies.
Oh, man.
Come on. I'm telling you right now.
It's a throwback Thursday.
I don't believe that. My mom lived with us for 10 months this year before she was approved for Medicaid in a nursing home. Is there any tax relief? Bill, that's going to be yours.
He doesn't like that.
The answer is it depends. Have you ever had a tax question where you didn't answer it? It depends.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So there's a bunch of rules that apply. So they don't necessarily have to live with you, but they do have to be a relation to you, whether it be your mom, your dad. You just have to be taking on substantial support. And the dependent cannot have more than $3,950 in income.
Okay.
But Social Security doesn't count.
All right.
So, this is one of those scenarios where you really need to talk to your tax advisor because the rules are squishy.
Where did they get that number from?
Are you kidding, man?
$3,950.
This is the people who run our country.
My God.
They run our country.
I was just thinking.
And we vote them in.
We allow
them. They work there for 30 years. So they have a whole different health care system. Are you kidding me? They don't even have the same health care we have. Just saying.
Okay.
Tell us how you really feel.
All right. So Layton says, if I were to leave my job today, would my company keep 20% of my 401k for taxes?
Ain't no way, Jose.
Think that's true?
I do. I'm 100%.
Are there some caveats to that?
I'm 100% vested. I've been thinking about a change of employment, but need to know if I were to use some of my 401k reasons, I would rather not disclose. What are the penalties?
So basically...
Well, it depends on what he does with the money.
Is he talking about taking the money out of the 401k?
Well, exactly. So there are scenarios where, yes, they will hold 20%.
Mm-hmm. What you're saying is if I take it out rather than roll it over.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Oh, so if I if I'm working for somebody and I have $100,000 in my 401k plan, I said, give it to me in cash.
Right.
They'll hold 20% out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That would be reasonable.
Right. And that won't be nearly enough for the
taxes
you're going to
owe.
No,
it won't pay the taxes.
Right.
But I was thinking in terms of I want to roll it over into
another plan. Right. No, it is his money, assuming it's a he.
Yeah.
But if you don't roll it over, they will definitely withhold.
Yeah, and that won't be enough to pay the taxes that you owe on it.
No, plus the 10% penalty.
Because if you're under 59,
well, if you're
under 59 and a half, there'll be an additional 10%, and all of that money will pile into this year's income.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it'll raise your tax rate.
Right. Yeah. Your AGI, theoretically.
Do they force you to pay the taxes out of the money that you're taking out?
That's a good question. Well, they withhold it from that, yep. Yep.
Well, they can't withhold all of it. So.
Well, they'll withhold the 20%.
The 20%, mm-hmm. then the 10% and any other income tax.
Yeah, you got to pay at the end of the year.
Gotcha. Cool.
So.
Not the right thing to do.
No. You want to do a rollover, direct trustee to trustee transfer from here to Schwab or one of the other custodians.
Okay, I got one here. This is one that I don't quite understand. This is Phil Dane from Marietta. Phil, don't give us your last name because we may solicit your business. My advisor told me that the fee will be 1.5% of assets every year. Now I see a commission charge on each trade. How do I handle this? Are you kidding me?
Well, it depends. So, if you're with a registered investment advisor, and their asset management fee is 1.5%.
Nothing wrong with that.
Then, yes, you will have to pay commissions to Schwab or Fidelity or somewhere like that to place trades. That's just generally how it works. If you're with a major brokerage company like Merrill or Bank of America, Wells Fargo or any of these other guys, generally they would wrap the program. So you'd be paying probably closer to 2%. Might be 1.5%. And then you would see no commissions.
Explain wrap.
Well, so in the brokerage world, the commission-based side of the world, they instead of charging commissions, they will wrap the
everything.
Fees all together.
Fees, their fee, their commissions, any other operating costs.
Right. And most registered investment advisors, the fee-only guys or fee-based guys, will generally charge an asset management fee and then pick a custodian, hopefully a discount one like Schwab or Fidelity, where you may be paying $7.95.
Well, you know why this got my hackles up was the guy's charging 1.5%, which is a little over market, I would say. Well, okay. And then the commission charge.
It's certainly over what we charge.
Well, I would just think over the market, wouldn't you? Say it's a little bit over the market.
She's all small cap international. Maybe
well, this is the advisory fee. I mean, really, the question becomes if he's putting you in mutual funds or she putting you in mutual funds.
Why would there be a commission?
Well, you might buy
no load.
Loaded funds.
Yeah, but you may, like at Schwab, they have transaction fee funds. We always buy no transaction fee funds or try to.
Okay, so there's a possibility of paying 1.5% without being hit with.
Yeah.
That was my point.
Yes. Okay. Now, what I will say about 1.5% is, if all they're doing is picking mutual funds,
pretty high.
Highway robbery.
That's pretty excessive.
Right. Yeah. All right. I got Jeff from Kennesaw. I think I heard Jim Cramer, which is the ultimate source of financial information, Ted.
Definitely. He will tell you what happened yesterday.
Gilead Sciences.
He will pound the table.
Is this company worth holding?
He's right on this one if he's bullish.
Oh, right.
But the thing about it is his opinion may change tomorrow. So only here's the point. Just for future reference, only use Jim Cramer for entertainment. But he's right on this one. Gilead is a good company. It's one of the largest biotechs. It's over $150 billion market cap. You know, it has the best HIV and AIDS franchise in the world, and their new hepatitis C drug is really, really growing like
wildfire. So this is a good stock.
It's a good company. And it's not overpriced. It's 12 times earnings, and its earnings are supposed to grow at 35% a year.
Why is it so cheap, I would ask you?
Because there's some skepticism around its pricing. They sold their new hepatitis C drug for $1,000 a pill in the U.S., and they just dropped it in third world countries to $10 a pill just to be philanthropic, I guess.
Right.
But that's going to cause pricing pressure over here. I mean,
because people will buy a
$90 price difference,
and they'll post it back yeah. here, right?
Yeah. So I mean,
we call it arbitrage.
That's
in,
huge
in the business.
Yes. That's the ultimate.
When you
arbitrage.
See the CEO swimming across the Rio Grande, yeah. right, bringing shipments in.
But it's worth a look. It's worth a look, Gene.
I'm looking here. Oh, last Christmas we bought some shares of Skechers, which mm-hmm. my kid used to wear for our sons. The stock has done well this year, much to my surprise. Now the boys are asking, what can they do with the money? Well, invest it. We'd like to keep investing. We're unsure if we should keep Skechers or opt for another kid-friendly stock. We're looking at Activision Blizzard. You got a kid, mm-hmm. Teddy.
Oh, yeah.
So what is Activision Blizzard?
They make home video games. They make
it sounded like it to
World,
me.
World of Warcraft. They make Call of Duty. So they're one of the hottest plays in video gaming. And gaming is a big deal.
Does Miles play these games?
He plays Call of Duty. I just allowed him to start playing that, I guess, last year because it's kind of violent, you know.
Oh, all of them are violent. Every time yeah. I ever see them, they're blowing people away.
Yeah, but this Activision looks pretty good. It's 15 times earnings, which is where I went first because I just knew it was going to be very expensive. And it's growing at 18% a year. Pretty solid.
So you would say...
I'd say take a look at it. It's a good one. I don't think it's bad. And it'll enrich your kids' information about stocks because they'll be drawn to it.
I'm with you. We recommend people buy Disney, mm-hmm. McDonald's. Now we're telling them buy Blizzard, you kill people. Times have changed, Bill.
That was awesome. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.